This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, January 6. Thermal underwear and kisses. Our reading comes from Hosea chapter 2. Therefore, I am now going to allure her. I will lead her into the wilderness and speak tenderly to her. I will give her back her vineyards and will make the valley of Achor a door of hope. There she will respond as in the days of her youth, as in the day she came up out of Egypt. In that day, declares the Lord, you will call me my husband, and you will no longer call me my master. I will remove the names of the Baals from her lips. No longer will their names be invoked. In that day I will make a covenant for them, with the beasts of the field, the birds in the sky, and the creatures that move along the ground. Bow and sword and battle I will abolish from the land, so that all may lie down in safety. I will betroth you to me forever. I will betroth you in righteousness and justice, in love and compassion. I will betroth you in faithfulness, and you will acknowledge the Lord. A couple of years ago, on a cold wintry day, the radio station in our town invited couples of all ages to gather in a local park to renew their wedding vows. They asked if I'd be willing to lead the renewal ceremony. And then together, everyone could celebrate a reception indoors where it was warm. Everyone was excited and decked out in their finest. Couples who'd been married a year were there, and so were couples who'd been married for decades. They wore white dresses and suits, and because the temperature was way below freezing, many of them wore thermal underwear too. The couples repeated vows and smiled and reminded each other of the love at the center of their relationship, and they kissed. This event celebrated the lasting love of all those couples, and it reminded me of the Lord's deep, abiding love for His people. We find pictures of that portrayed in many passages of the Bible, like the one in Hosea that we've read today. There's still a groom deeply in love, and a bride who is preparing for him. The groom has graciously shared his vows with her, and his words are repeated often as the bride reminds herself of the groom's amazing promises and love. The groom is Jesus Christ, and his bride is his church here in the world. As the people of his beloved church, will we be ready when Jesus comes to live with us and give us full life forever? Pray with me. Thank you, Lord, for loving and caring for us. Help us to be faithful and to grow more deeply in love with you every day. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.